Good evening. I am Gary Black with a KUAC News Minor Update. The budget bill moving through the United States Senate is controversial, primarily for its tax cuts to corporations and the wealthy, but it would also open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. Alaska's senators insist it can be done safely, and environmental groups continue to oppose it. However, the issue is not commanding as much attention as it used to. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports from outside the U.S. Capitol.
Democratic Senator Tom Udall rallied a crowd of activists, some dressed as caribou and polar bear.
No Arctic rider. Okay, I like that enthusiasm.
Ethan Manuel would like more. As public lands director of the Sierra Club, he's fought a number of bills that included Arctic refuge development.
One of the big differences in 2005, the Arctic was the central issue around the budget, and now it's not. That's not the case. And so it's been harder to break. It has been tougher to break through, whether it's been on my street or in the national discussion.
He says the same people who typically mobilize on this issue are already busy resisting the current administration on multiple fronts. So, in the shadow of other controversies, Arctic drilling advances.
Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
And in related budget news, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan is ardently defending Republican tax cuts. Alaska Public Media reports that Sullivan told reporters on a conference call Thursday that the Senate tax bill will not add as much to the national debt as projected because the economy will perform better than what the Congressional Budget Office and other analysts predict. Sullivan says he has higher expectations for the gross domestic product growth.
The Obama administration left saying, hey, we did as good as we could, 1.5%, 2%. That's the new normal. That's America hitting on all cylinders. I fundamentally reject that, and all kinds of economists do.
As a senator, Sullivan says he has been able to meet with dozens of business people and economists, and he says he asks all of them about GDP growth.
And almost every single person I've asked, smart people, have said, of course we believe we can get back to 3% growth.
As Sullivan spoke, another report, this one by nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation, emerged. It concludes the tax cuts will not fuel enough growth to pay for themselves and will increase the budget deficits by about $1 trillion. The Joint Committee acts as a referee of sorts for Congress, and its report slowed the Senate's momentum on the tax bill Thursday. The state body that regulates commercial marijuana is looking into standardized testing of the drug's potency. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes has more.
Earlier this month, during a Marijuana Control Board meeting, Erica McConnell, the director of Alaska's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, announced it was time to examine how businesses are testing legally grown pot.
Testing is the foundation of the regulated industry, and it is what allows consumers to have confidence that they're getting safe and uncontaminated product at a potency level that they're comfortable with.
Potency level refers to how much THC is in a cannabis strain or product. And generally, more potent products command a higher price, which can create a profit incentive for growers who may want to get higher potency results from the testing labs they send samples to. And some allege it also gives those labs an incentive to return more favorable results. In a report by KTVA News, one business owner documented discrepancies between the same cannabis strains evaluated at Anchorage's two licensed testing facilities. As the relatively new industry continues taking shape, McConnell says that's a problem that needs to be fixed.
We're looking to our processes to make sure that they are as standard and consistent as possible.
To do that, the Marijuana Control Board is convening a working group made up of stakeholders from public health, the sciences, and businesses in different sectors of the cannabis industry. The goal is that by next summer, there'll be more consistent protocols for how to test cannabis. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And finally tonight, the Alaska Board of Game has passed a new rule for hunting with wireless devices. The new rules are similar to the same-day airborne rule for hunting with airplanes. Hunters are still able to use cell phones or satellite-connected game cameras to watch for animals, but they must wait until 3 a.m. the day after they get their surveillance to shoot the animal. The new rules also regulate drone photography for hunting in much the same way. The rule change will have the biggest impact on bear baiters who regularly use trail cameras to see if bears are hitting their bait stations. There are about 900 registered bear baiting stations in Game Management Unit 20, which covers most of the interior Alaska road system. Alaska Wildlife Troopers, the group that enforces Alaska's hunting rules, asked Alaska's Board of Game to clarify the rules in November when the Game Board met in Anchorage. The new rules are expected to go into effect July 1st. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.